Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on raising your fund bigger, faster, easier. And welcome to track 7, the capital raising protocol. And this is what we came here for. Well, kind of, right? We've been building to this, though. Right? We've come this far. And really, every step of the program has been building up to become prepared for when you step into that room. This is your at-bat. This is where you're sitting with an investor in front of you, and your job is to sell, isn't it? Just sell them. Oh, I just got to sell them. Just get them into the fund, because you're there to raise your fund, aren't you? Or are you stepping into this room ready, prepared, to do the best you can to help them buy, to discover who are they, figure out, do you have what they need? Is what you've got right for them? And are they the right partners for you? To get clear on, well, what really moves them forward? What are their needs, their wants, those things that are missing, their pain, the problems, the opportunities that you open up for them? And then how do you help them navigate their buying decision? Because haven't we done so much work throughout this program to reach this point? If you let your mind wander all the way back to track 2, we said that there's 2 systems that we've been really nailing in this masterclass, haven't we? The first is the overarching system for capital raising, which brings together the 3 pillars: preparation, execution, and skills. And what are all those pillars about? That's right. Preparation, aren't they? The first pillar is about how do you get prepared. The second is, well, how do you actually prepare yourself for your best execution? And the third, skills, is long-term preparation. And specifically, what skills are you going to roll out as you step into this meeting? The notion of tools that we're going to be picking up in a bit. And just a reminder as well, there's 2 appendix tracks on skills, because this is deep preparation. And in your system for capital raising, you want to go end to end, bringing together your best processes and your best skills. Because those 2, didn't we hit again in track 3 on the principles of capital raising? Principles 1 and 2, selling equals being prepared. And prepared at what? Masterful processes and skills. And I know you've picked up a lot of this stuff along the way. Also in track 2, we said, well, what really matters to being prepared? That's your presentation deck and your black book that we obviously just went deep into in the last track. And so I hope you really feel like everything we've been doing has been getting you so deeply prepared for now walking into this meeting and playing your best game. Think about what we did in the pillar of executing. What is the 4-step protocol? How do you step in prepared? What's your pre-meeting routine, your post-meeting routine? Of course, the capital raising protocol that we're covering in this track. Also back in track 2, what was that second system we hit? The capital machine. That has 4 pillars, doesn't it? Running all the way through to the way you maintain capital. And what are the first 3 pillars that we've been crushing in this program? That's right. Sourcing, process, close. Sourcing, process, close. We did a whole track on lead generating, didn't we? Talking about your funnels and qualifying, really honing in on the fact that the sale is absolutely a search process. It's less about getting in there, gotta go raise your fund. Oh, I just gotta sell them. Just getting a sign on the dotted line. And much more about identifying those hungry buyers who don't need to be sold, don't need to be convinced. They're hungry for what you do. And process and close, we've been working through this all along, haven't we? 4-step protocol, Of course, the capital raising protocol that we're going to annihilate here together. And so I hope you really do feel like all these pieces have been coming together and building up to here. And what about that third pillar in the macro process? Close. We didn't have an explicit track on it, did we? Do you remember what we talked about? The tactics and leverage of closing are built into absolutely everything that we are covering in this program. Because this program isn't about talk about your fund being bigger, faster, easier. So how do you get it done? Being prepared so you walk in and get it done. And so tactics and leverage and closing are baked all the way through this program. We'll talk about these more explicitly in a moment as well. And so I hope you really feel like everything that we've been building to has brought us to this point where we're laying it out specifically. You're about to walk into this meeting. And how do you best drive this meeting towards your outcome? To raise your fund bigger, faster, easier. Right, and the answer is what we've been covering all along. You do it by getting highly systematic. Right, that car doesn't just come together with a wheel over there, a bolt over here. Oh, there's the engine. Let's make it over here today. There's a highly systematic production line, isn't it? The same as your investment process. There are some terrible investors out there who have no process and no skills. But if you're listening to this and you're raising your own fund, you've clearly done very well at the craft. And you most certainly have rigorous, systematic process to the way that you source, evaluate, execute, and manage your portfolio. And the capital raising protocol works exactly the same. How do you get systematic about the way you walk into this meeting and crush it from front to back?